It was a very important event, this titanic figure of the keyboard who had been away for so long and was now coming back. Everyone wanted to know, did he still have it? Because already by the time he was 40, Horowitz was a legend. He was one of the titans of the keyboard. He had conquered Europe and then America. He had set the standard. He had established the standard of virtuosity in the 20th century at the keyboard. He defined it, and for better and for worse, that was what people wanted to hear.
Now, most of our audience probably didn't get to see the man perform live. He had an unbelievable aura about him, a charisma on stage, the great Horowitz. I mean, even in an age of Arthur Rubinstein, who was probably more of a poet at the piano, Horowitz was unmatched in the effect he had on audiences.
I certainly observed this phenomenon that you're talking about when I saw him perform. He had an enormous range of tone that he could produce. It was charisma, and even when he wasn't playing note perfectly, it didn't matter because you were totally swept away by the experience.
And we can hear, actually, in one of his encores, just this cascade of notes and the way the audience erupts at the end of this.
Well, what he had was the ability to bring these two elements, gigantic sound and then the most lapidary beauty, together in one performance. And you can hear how he toys with the music and achieves as much through gentleness and almost a laughable ease as he does through anything that would be considered technically overwhelming.
The audience erupts just before he even plays that last chord. He's toying with them. It's an etude in A-flat major by Moritz Moszkowski, as played on the 9th of May in 1965 at Carnegie Hall. Now, Ted, we hear that flash of Horowitz and the showmanship in that piece, but there was a dramatic side to his playing, too.
Yeah,
a
really dramatic side. He played big pieces, and he played them very well. And in addition to having that tremendous ability to toss off an encore like the Moszkowski with all of the difficult scale passages, he also could generate a great deal of excitement and tension over the span of a larger piece. And he did that in concertos. He ruled the roost when it came to the Tchaikovsky concerto, the Beethoven Emperor, Rachmaninoff's Third. But he also did it in single movement pieces like those of Chopin, particularly the one we're going to hear now, the Ballade in G minor, which was the final work on the program of May 9th, 1965. And you really couldn't ask for a better work to bring down the official curtain on this. It went on to encores, but this was the way Horowitz wanted the audience to hear him at his best at the end of the program, just a titanic, gripping account of this music.